Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATO Dreaming Podcast. As E-Dub and Yakiri take you on a journey of Atlanta. I was about to say Atlanta Hawks, but...
Oh, no.
Atlanta Dream Basketball. What's up, Kiri?
Hello, hello, sports lovelies. Hello, we're back.
Yes, back for another edition of the ATL Dream Podcast, talking all things Atlanta Dream. I hope everyone had a good and safe 4th of July. Kiri, how was your holiday?
Oh, my goodness. It was lovely. It didn't do much. It was one of those days where I just wanted to chill. And, you know, I'm like right in the heart of downtown in my city. And it's like firecrackers all night. I'm like, will you please stop? Will you please? If I hear one more firecracker, I'm going to be that one. I'm calling the police. You guys need to stop. But yeah, I had a restless night. But no, overall, I had some good rest. How was yours?
Yeah, my favorite ones are the ones that start at like 11:30.
Of course.
Like they wait. Hey, let's wait till midnight and let's go figure out these, you know, H-bomb fireworks from like, you know, Alabama or something. Like those are the ones I really enjoy.
It's insane. I swear my window was shaking and rattling all night long. I was like, one more time. I'm going outside in my flip-flops and bonnet. And y'all do not want that.
Yes. We hope you guys had a great 4th of July. Let's go ahead and get into this Atlanta Dream talk real quick. Where do we start? Let's go with, first of all, there's some news that I'm sure everyone is aware of. Our All-Star has been named Kia Rookie of the Month for the second straight month. I'm talking, of course, about our own Ryan Howard. Excuse me. She is the WNBA Rookie of the Month again, averaging 14 points, two assists, one and a half steals, 3 points. She's doing it all, man. So let me just briefly talk about her accolades. Yes. That she's already accumulated. We mentioned the rookies of the month for May, for June. In May, she got the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. She's an AT&T All-Star. She got the Player of the Week for she got the AP Player of the Week May 16 and the WNBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week May 15. Not a bad start to her career, wouldn't you agree, Miss Thomas?
Yes, yes, yes. Like I've always said, my cousin Ryan Howard, so impressed by this young ladies. I mean, the accolades keep coming. Keep them coming. Give this young lady her flowers. I'm loving it, and I expect and anticipate more accolades. What about you?
I agree, man. It's been a joy just seeing her develop and seeing her mature because, you know, it's been the season started out kind of like, oh, okay, we're here. Now we're kind of hitting the bumps and the bruises, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that I really liked of her is that she's been consistent through the wins, through the losses. She's been consistently playing, you know, good, you know, that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm very impressed and I'm very proud of Miss Howard, Yakiri Thomas' cousin.
Don't forget about that. But yes. The Dream, just to give you kind of a brief outlook on where they are in the standings, the Dream are 10 and 11, just one game below 500. They've been running into some road world woes. You know, they've had some injury concerns. That's a tough one to say. Try saying that four times.
Right. Yeah.
So, 3-7 in their last 10. However, they are in a two-game win streak. And so hopefully things are on the turnaround. Kiri, those nasty injuries are popping their little head up again. And we kind of, like, this happens every year.
Right,
like,
of course. Game.
But why are folks got to get hurt every year, man? Like, it's like, come on, man.
It sucks, but it's a part of the game, you know? And it's something we're just going to have to ride on through. But these two-game winning streaks, I'm very, very, very happy about, you know, because it could have been worse, but we're on the up and up. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the next game coming up.
Yes, and the two games that we're talking about, they beat the Liberty on June 30th, and they beat the Storm on July 3rd. And the Storm, like, that was a good win. It wasn't like they were playing a Brianna or without Sue. Like, they had their dogs, and the Dream beat them in overtime, you know. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, two-game win streak is a two-game win streak. You know, we have some new players in the fold and some old players, and it's been kind of a roller coaster today. But one thing I do have to mention, that if the season were to end today, they would be a playoff team. So 10-11, while we'd still like them to be a little bit over 500, they're still technically a playoff team right now. Are you still feeling this team is going to be in the playoffs, Kiri?
Woo! That's a tough one. That is a tough one. But I can say dreams can happen. Dreams. You know?
I see what you did there. I like that. So one thing that the Dream have had issues and have had trouble doing is really just scoring points, right? And so, like, it's tough to be like, how can a team score more points, you know, because they're near the bottom of the league in scoring points. I think they're dead last as far as points per game. But, you know, it's like, how do you get a team to score more points? Like, Kiri, do you have any solution to this problem? Coach Kiri,
how do you... Gosh, you know,
kind of throwing your hands up.
I can't throw my hands up. You know, I'm right to die for my Atlanta Dream.
No, I mean, throwing your hands up is just like, I don't know, like, the issue.
Near the bottom. Well, the thing is about this team is still young and inexperienced, you know, and they just need to learn how to play in big moments, you know, and they need to learn how to play with our consistent player, the rookie sensation, Ryan Howard. That's what it boils down to. That's just what it is.
We spoke during the beginning of the year about continuity and together. And I think in the beginning, it was like, okay, yeah, like that's cool. And I think that was working for them, and they leaned on their defense. But, like, the injuries started to happen. Mm-hmm. And even, like, one injury. So, like, even one injury can throw off a team, right?
Of course. So
then you got a player going from the bench to a starter, and then that knocks off the bench's chemistry. And it's just been a lot. I mean, you've had some games where Monique was out, some games where Nia's out, some games where Erica was out. And all of those things, you're constantly putting in different lineups. And I think that for a team that doesn't have a proven superstar like a Breonna Stewart, like a you know, like, their strength is their continuity, and they haven't really had that continuity, you know?
It's tough. It's a tough one, you know? Yeah. But I think all things is still considered, what, growing pains. We've said this for how many seasons now? It seems like forever.
Well, I think it's different now because you understand that you got to grow, but you have a good foundation, right? We talked about growing pains like last year and stuff, but like, we didn't have a rookie coach. We didn't have, like, you know, the face of the franchise, like, really, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But, like, now we know, like, our coach is going to be here at least, you know, well, the idea is at least they'll be here for at least 3 years to, you know, to build, right? And, you know, Ryan's going to be here for at least 3 years. So that's what you're hoping to build on, right? So it's kind of a different feel, though. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got a question for you. How would you grade Coach T thus far? How would you grade her thus far?
You know, that was a good question. I'm glad that you asked that, because if I had to grade Coach T this far, I would definitely give her a B. You know, Coach brings in 14 years of experience in the league as a player, as coach. Then she was the assistant coach to the Aces. And her job and her main responsibility is fostering the growth of the Dream players. That's her goal, and that's what she's here to do. I think she's doing a wonderful job at that. Again, we're having some ups and downs. Injuries are playing a major role in that. But I think, you know, she's building a strong team, a strong competitive team.
Okay. I would give her a C+.
Okay. And why is that?
And keep in mind, like, when you give grades, like, this isn't a final grade. So this is maybe like a midterm grade. Because we're we're not even so if you're looking on the quarter schedule, like, okay, this may be a second quarter grade. C plus, just some of the things that I think she's done well is keep mm-hmm. this team together mm-hmm. despite the injuries. Mm-hmm. I think that she is getting the best she can out of this group, right?
Right.
So, a group of players, you're only going to be able to get so much of. I think she's maximizing everything she can get out of that group, you know? The unfortunate side is the record, you know what I'm saying? The record mm-hmm. is the record. So, you know, you you have to hold her responsible for that. And because they're below 500, you know, you got to kind of dock them for that. But mm-hmm. I think she's doing a great job. I'm a big fan of hers. Mm-hmm. I love the energy and I love the idea of building a team around her with her being, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. C+, not the worst thing. You know, I think the grade can definitely go up. Now I sound like I'm talking to one of my parents. It can definitely go up. You know, she just got to work a little harder. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always room for growth. Always.
Yes. Yes. So I want to transition to some old faces and some new faces that are on the Dream. Tip Hayes back into the lineup. I know we talked about her earlier on in the season and like, yo, how is it going to look when she returns? And it hasn't looked too bad. You know, she's played the last two games. You know, averaging 15 points. And it's been cool to see Tiffany back, man. You know, she's the consummate team player. She's embraced the rookie. And I'm cool with seeing her back on the court again. I think that she was a big part in the win against Seattle because if you look at Sue Bird's stats, they weren't really that impressive. And, you know, Tiffany Hayes, we know she's a defender. And it's just good seeing Tip back, man. It's good seeing her back.
Absolutely. I definitely am excited to see Tip back. It just seems like it was forever. I was like, when is she coming back? But it's just good. It's just reminds you of why Tiffany Hayes is still in the A. You know, this is why she's still here. So I definitely am looking forward to seeing more of Tiffany. I'm definitely can't wait to see her tomorrow. But yeah, I was excited about it. And she's definitely putting up numbers for us.
Yeah. 25 against New York and 10 against Seattle. And Tiffany Hayes, your team is better with a Tiffany Hayes on it. You know, mm-hmm. she's not young Tiff like she used to be. You know, she's the grizzled veteran, but she just brings a different dynamic when you can just have her there, you know. I like her and Erica as your starting guards. I think that is a good combination. And, yeah, man, and if we're talking about this team needs to score points, you know. We know Tiffany can get to the hole. She can get buckets. And I think with her back, hopefully this will be hopefully this will be kind of like an offensive explosion, I guess, right?
Yeah, but you know, just going backwards to the Liberty game, remember Tiffany Hayes led the team in scoring 21 points. She led our team in scoring. She showed us who she is, why she's still here. And yeah, this Tiffany Hayes, she's back, and I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, and I know we mentioned this team is 10-11, but if you really want to spend a positive outlook on it, you could say this team is 2-0 since Tiffany came back.
Take those numbers.
Yeah. Those who are always looking to have that glass half full, team is 2-0 since Tiffany has returned. That's it,
right? I love it.
Yeah. You know, but we love Tip here in the A, and it is good to see her back on the court with the team. Some new faces that have been on the team since some of the injuries, and one that I really wanted to bring note of is Asia Durr, AD. Been balling for the team ever since she came, you know, and she came and we were like, yeah, I know she had some issues with injuries, and I remember we did a pod before she like officially joined the team, and we're like, yo, this was a high draft pick. If we can get anything out of her, like, that'll be a plus. And I would say she's been doing really good job, like, you know, really good, like, since, you know, joining the team. You know, I've been very impressed with her.
Absolutely. I agree with you on this. You know, it's rare that we often agree on everything this far. But I will say that AD, Oh my goodness. I'm just impressed. She's good at getting to spots and hitting her shots. It's just amazing to see this young lady. I don't know if I told you or if we spoke about it off the show, but it's just a full circle moment for her because, again, I don't know if you remember the Atlanta Dream inaugural season, they had a commercial, and guess who was there? Guess who was the little girl that was in front of the little boys and telling them, hey, I want to play. She put it out there. She's here for the Atlanta Dream. She's a Georgia native, and I'm just excited for her. It is, again, I'm a strong believer what you put out there comes back to you, and this is exactly what has happened. I'm a very, very proud of our Georgia native, A.D. Durr.
Yeah, so 9 games in, bench, 13 points a game off the bench. Like, that's quality scoring. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Have, you know, pairing with McDonald and so on and so on, some of that bench mob. And all of these things, I think, going forward, if we can keep people healthy, I think that, well, when you're at the bottom in scoring, there's really nowhere to go but up. But I think, right? I think that can get better. And that could be me just being positive. But I think there is room for optimism. And Tip Hayes and AD are definitely two of those reasons. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. Let's get it. Let's get it.
The last game, we would just briefly mention on that, against Seattle, 90-76, an OT win. And when we talk about overtime, it was just all the Dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Any standouts for you in that game against Seattle?
Oh, my goodness. I had quite a few. Of course, again, Tiffany Hayes, she still has a lot to offer the team. But can I say Cheyenne? Everything land with Cheyenne. I don't know. Threw it out there.
Keep your day. You're a rapper.
Oh,
you
okay. Okay. But no, Cheyenne Parker, she had a dominant performance. Again, leading the team 21 points, Ryan Howard 16. To me, Cheyenne and Ryan both complimented each other in that game. So, yeah, I was pleasantly pleased by Miss Cheyenne Parker.
So, I mean, and I'm glad you said Cheyenne because I wasn't going to say her. And mm-hmm. We can go in different directions with this.
Okay.
I think Cheyenne has been kind of like a borderline all-star. Like, even though she hasn't, like, she didn't make the all-star team,
mm-hmm.
but, like, she should have been, like, fringe conversation because as far as, like, consistency and being the big for the Dream that has been grabbing boards and doing work in the paint, it's been Cheyenne this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It's crazy to see that. And to be honest with you, I didn't see it. But this year is something different, you know?
Yeah. The two that I wanted to bring up is of course, Ari McDonald and AD off the bench.
Of course.
Both of those girls going for 13, and that's 26 points off your bench between the two of them. And when you can just go to your bench and not have a drop off, you know what I'm saying? So you go from Erica and Tiffany to Ari and AD, like, that's huge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And them to have that scoring punch. And it was just a really good team win. And again, I think since Tiff has come back and since we talked about team being 2-0, I think there's just a different feel. Like, okay, like let's get it going again. You know, let's start to string these games together. Like, do you get that feel?
I do. I just feel this energy. I feel that now it's almost like we have this missing piece back. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but it just seems like maybe the piece is back and we can now win some games now. So we will see. You know, this is again, a young team, and we got this vet here that's still the superstar that we know she has always been. So, yeah, I think we will see some changes happening pretty soon.
Yeah. And, I mean, that is a piece. I mean, let's not, you know, beat around the bush. You know, Tip, you know, she's made an all-star game in her career. You
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at her best, she's a top-tier defender in this league, and we know she can get to the hoop, and, you know, she's got a mean lefty, and if she gets going, and you got her on one side, and you got Ryan on the other, pick your poison, you know what I'm saying? This team still does lack some height and depth and things like that, but, I mean, those are still two dogs to lie on, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So let's look at the schedule for the next three games. I want to kind of point out tomorrow, if you are looking for something to do, swing down to Gateway Arena. Check out the Dream versus the Washington Mystics. Now, the Washington Mystics kind of had the Dream's number this year. I'm not going to tell you. they kind of had their number. But, I mean, I think it's always good to play good teams. You know, look, man, you can't run from everybody. You know, you don't run from nobody.
Right, right.
If you're going to be a good team, you got to play the good teams. You got to beat the good teams. So, absolutely. Washington's no slouch, man. Are you going to be able to make it to the building? I know we talked earlier. I'm still kind of 50-50. But are you going to be able to be in the building tomorrow?
Of course, your girl will be in the building tomorrow. And I will
y'all going to the game. Y'all look for Kiri and make sure y'all buy her a hot dog.
Something.
My guy, Mr. Gray. You know what I'm saying?
Be starving over there. But you know what? Real talk, seriously, I did want to definitely give a shout out to some of those former and current Atlanta Hawks players coming out just showing their support from what we had. Bembry. We had Clint Capella come out. Lemon Pepper, Lou Williams. You know, we had Lou out. Mutombo. When did that happen? You know, we got a whole squad coming out to support our ladies out here in WNBA, the Atlanta Dream. I was very pleasantly impressed. How about you?
Yeah, man, it's always good to see the guys come out and support. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the women, it's very important that they get supported because, you know, I've always said the WNBA needs like a marketing makeover, you know, because there's so many good players in this league. It's such a good product. And I just wish that it was a bigger marketing vehicle behind it. I wish it was more in tune with the NBA. I wish bigger. You know, I believe that there was an opportunity for it to be bigger, but I guess it's just going to take a little bit more time. But, you know, when you see the guys come out, that's always a good thing.
Always, always. And the fans love it, right?
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. And speaking of Washington, Washington will be in the building tomorrow. I'm not sure who's on the injury report, but Washington has been balling this year. Washington is right above the Atlanta Dream in the standings. You know, everyone knows about Della Don, Natasha Cloud, Aria Atkins. So you're going to have to bring your game if you're going to beat these girls, man, because they ain't no slouches. They ain't no slouches.
They are not. And I did check the injury report. I got your back. Yeah, got your back. Nia Coffey, she's out. Right knee injury.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, if she's the only one that's out, that's kind of an argument because that list was starting to grow a little bit. Like, wait a minute. Why we got...
Who
is that? Starters, or is this the injury report? Like, what in the world?
Right. So Nia will not be playing tomorrow, and that's so far. You know, it could change tomorrow, but, you know, as of right now.
Yeah, but the list is getting shorter, so that's a good thing. I tell you who I was happy to see come back was that Erica Wheeler. And even though she didn't really score last game, I think she is so critical to what the Dream do, like, and how she manages the game and just so much. I think she's so incredible, and I just think that she brings so many intangibles. I just love the fact that she is on this team, man. Even if she doesn't like score a point, like, she still has a major impact on this game.
You know what? I will not respond because I'm saving that for last.
So to just reiterate the schedule, I didn't finish. Tomorrow at versus Washington at home, they go on the road to take on the world champs, the defending champs, Chicago on Tuesday, and then they are back here on Sunday versus Phoenix on the 15th, taking on the Phoenix. Is it the Phoenix Mercury? Phoenix. Phoenix team. So
Phoenix, yes.
Are the next three games for the Atlanta Dream. And now, Ms. Thomas, it is time for your player of the week.
Now, you almost started me off, but I'm going to end it for you. Erica Wheeler. Yes, she is my player of the week. Technically, I know you meant week as in the last game, but...
Yeah, you can do it if you want to, though. It's your world.
Okay, okay. So, New York Liberty, she was very, very crucial in helping the team tie the game to gain the win against the Liberty on June 30th. Erica Willers, buzzer beating three, type the game to help us win against the Liberty. She's my player of the week. I love when the team go into overtime, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. That's a good one. Okay. And I like how I set you up, and I didn't even realize I set you up.
You did.
My girl, man. She just got so much heart, man. And she just got so much energy. And I just love her to death. So yeah. Very good pickup for the dream. My player of the week. And first of all, I gotta give a shout out to Ryan Howard again because she's just that chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she is.
We really could give her player of the week every week.
All
but
the time.
I'm gonna go old school, man. I'm gonna go with my girl Tiffany Hayes.
What? Yes.
Last two games, 2-0 since she's been back. 15 points a game, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 50% from three. And I'm just glad she's back, man. I'm glad she's back. So my player of the week is gonna go to one, Miss Tiffany Hayes. Let's keep the streak going.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Again, Ya'Keri Thomas' cousin.
All right. So this is the time in where we do our unsung person of the week. And it could be someone off the court or on the court. If you are new to the podcast, we kind of expand a little bit. And sometimes we touch on areas outside of the court. Sometimes we stay on the court. So I'm going to ask Kiri, who is your unsung hero for the week?
Okay. So I came across this probably right before, you know, we started the podcast. But I definitely wanted to, you know, just give her flowers. Because, again, this lady, Kira Lawson, Duke women's basketball players coach, it's just amazing. You know, she just spoke with just truth, you know, 100%. Basically what she said is, it's not going to get easier. It's not going to get harder. So make yourself a person that handles heart well. And that's for anything that you do, whether it's your job, it's hard at work, whether it's at school, it's hard, whether you playing a sport, if you think it's hard, but guess what? It may not get easier. So what you got to do, be that person that handles heart well. Thank you, Kira Lawson, for saying what you said, because that made so much sense to me, and I love it.
Oh, she did that.
Yes.
Salute to her, man. Salute to her. Yeah, man. Kira Lawson, she does such a good job, like on the broadcast and everything. Like, she's just dope, man. I really like her. I really like her, man.
I love Kira too.
I am going to give my unsung, and so I get to this part, and sometimes I'd be wanting to, like, I'd be having like three people in my mind. And I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to give it all three of them. But not going to do that. I am going to give this, I'm going to give this to a close friend of mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it to a guy that I work with. He works at my school. His name is Aaron Johnson. Aaron Johnson works at my school. He is the music teacher. And like most music teachers, he is very musically inclined. We're good buddies. We hang out outside of work. And it's very few times that you can say, oh, I work with people and I really like rock with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in Johnson, we rock together, right? We hang out.
In real life. Y'all hang out.
Like real life. You know, we share kids' stories. Mm-hmm. But I had the chance to go to a brunch this weekend where he was part of the band and played some live music, playing backup trumpet. And he really killed it, man. And I was just really proud of him and doing his thing. And I was just, you know, he does such good work with the kids. And he put on a whole Lion King production at our school. I'm talking about costumes, sing-alongs.
What?
The makeup, the whole nine. It was amazing. And a lot of times our kids don't get that exposure to those types of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, you know, just a great person, does great work with the kids, plays a mean trumpet. And yeah, man, I'm gonna give it to my guy this week, man. So Mr. Johnson, man, this one is for you, my guy. Keep up the
Love it. Yes, Mr. Johnson. We see you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, man. He does good kids, man. Good work for the kids. But
love it.
Before we sign out, I just wanted to remind you guys, make sure you check out the ATL Dream Podcast on all your streaming platforms. And while you are there, make sure to swing by and give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you loved about the show. And we would greatly appreciate it. Subscribe and follow us on the Twitters. And I have our Twitter name. So, Kiri, tell them where they can follow you at on the Twitter.
The Twitter at Kiri Thomas, or holler at us at Chicks Into Sports without the S.
Yes, and I can be found at Hawks Beat on the Twitter. And you can follow the show at GTP_network on Twitter as well. So give us a follow, give us a rating, and we would greatly appreciate it. Parting shots as we get up out of here. Miss Thomas, the floor is yours.
My parting shot would be just be who you are and the rest will come. That's all I got. Be okay. Who you are, people. That's all I got.
We can do that, man. We can do that. We can do that. I was speaking with Kiri before the broadcast and I was telling her about yoga. During the pandemic, I picked up yoga to kind of keep my sanity. And in yoga, a big part of the moves and the stretches and everything is how you breathe. And breath that we breathe is so important. It's so essential to every single day. And a lot of people take your breath for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, when they be spiritual, you could be like, you know, the breath is really a miracle, a thing of miracle, you know, that you have every day. Like, it's really a miracle that you breathe every day, because some people don't wake up and they're not breathing. You know what I'm saying? And so take some time and just be appreciative of the breath that you have, you know, because in that breath is life. We should just appreciate life and just slow things down. And that's what I appreciate about yoga. It forces me to slow things down. Appreciate the breath. Appreciate the life. You dig?
Oh my gosh, I dig. I love that. Thank you, E, for getting deep on us. Yes.
I got it in me. I just, you know, it just takes a while for it to come out.
That's what it is.
Yes. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been the ATL Dream Podcast. Thank you for checking us out. We appreciate all the retweets, we shares, the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tell about 5,000 or 6,000 of your friends, and we'll see you next time. So on behalf of Kiri and Edub, we will see you when we see you. Peace and love.